moving right along. 32 teams, 32 days. It's all right here at JoeBucksFan.com. Thank you for joining us, Justin Pulaski, the commish right here with the Philadelphia Eagles as we break them down today. Remember, 32 teams, 32 days leading right up to April 22nd. It's the NFL Draft. You can hear the coverage at 620WDAE.com or on the air, 620WDAE, the sports animal. We'll continue with the Philadelphia Eagles, and we're going to take a look at some of the needs they might have going into this draft, obviously, as we've done with each of these teams. Also taking a look at some of their recent draft history. But first, as I always do, I like to start off with the transactions that have been made, because transaction, you know, when you sign a guy, you let a guy go, it either opens up a hole or it fills a hole. And, you know, with the Eagles, they've been so busy recently that it really could affect what they do in the NFL draft. Really, this whole offseason for the Eagles got started with the release of Brian Westbrook. It's not going to be the same Eagles team we've seen. There's been rumors of Donovan McNabb, which could play a role into what other teams draft if, you know, they continue on the Donovan McNabb rumors. I don't see the Eagles trading Kevin Cobb. I think they want Kevin Cobb to go ahead and take over. So if anyone gets traded, it's going to be Donovan McNabb. The question is, will he be traded? That would be a big wrench into everything that could affect the NFL draft, especially, you know, and there's been rumors that the Rams have been talking to the Eagles, and if the Rams were to get their hands onto Donovan McNabb, maybe that affects who the Rams take number one, and all of a sudden you see a domino effect throughout the entire first round. So we'll keep an eye on that, of course, as we continue on. Brian Westbrook is gone. Will Witherspoon, who they just traded for, released. Sean Jones signs with the Buccaneers. He was their starting safety last year. They bring in Marlon Jackson, who is a corner, sign him to a two-year contract. Bring in Darrell Tapp, who is a defensive end, to replace Darren Howard, who was released. They also released Sean Andrews, starting guard. They released Kevin Curtis, a starting wide receiver. I don't see wide receiver being a need for them as well. The point being is that very busy offseason for the Philadelphia Eagles, but it seems pretty balanced, and it seems they just want to get maybe younger throughout their entire team. You look at some of the recent draft picks for the Eagles the past couple of years. We start with last year, Jeremy Maclin coming in, being that number two guy to DeSean Jackson. As they both get older and more mature, look out for that offense. Really got some nice weapons for Kevin Cobb to work with in the future, along with LeSean McCoy, who was their second-round pick last year. I'm going to keep an eye on this guy as well. Tight end, fifth round, Cornelius Ingram, dealt with some injuries, didn't play most of last year. If he gets back to healthy, he can actually add another dimension to their offense with his pass receiving ability to go with Brent Celek, who is a Pro Bowler at the tight end position. And Macho Harris, also, we talked a lot about him last year. I really liked him a lot. He fell all the way to the fifth round. Eagles pounced on him. He started for him all year long last year. When I like a guy, there's a reason I like a guy. In 2008, the Eagles go after Trevor Laws. Bigger, stronger defensive tackle, really doesn't bring much flash, really hasn't, I don't think, gotten much playing time. Broderick Bunkley there, Mike Patterson there. Trevor Laws adds depth to their defensive line. DeSean Jackson, we've talked about him and how great he's been for them as that second-round selection. And then in 2007, Kevin Cobb was their second-round selection. I think they're ready for him to go ahead and take over for them at the quarterback position. Whether Andy Reid likes it or not, I think the higher-ups above him, whether it's this year or next year, sooner or later, Kevin Cobb will be the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, going into this draft, they did bring in Darrell Tapp. Do think defensive end might still be an option for the Eagles, but linebacker, to me, is a bigger need. Stuart Bradley, is he your middle linebacker? He got injured last year. Middle linebacker could be an option. Maybe outside linebacker could also be an area that the Eagles look at. They like linebackers that can blitz. Jerry Hughes coming out of TCU, if he can transition, now I see him more of a 3-4 outside linebacker, but if he can transition and make a good enough transition to a 4-3 outside linebacker, but in a blitzing type of defense, might be an option for them there. And defensive backfield cornerback, maybe a nickelback. I don't know if they look at that in the first round, but safety could be intriguing here. Earl Thomas, Nate Allen. I do think that they need and want a free safety back there to go with Macho Harris now to have a young tandem, kind of like they did with Brian Dawkins and Troy Vincent for all those years. Maybe all of a sudden you get two young safeties back there that can grow together and be dominant. You know, like I said, Earl Thomas, if he were to fall to the Eagles there at 24, Nate Allen, if they're willing to draft him a little bit higher maybe than people have him. But either one of those guys I think would be premier picks for the Eagles at that position. And also running back. You know, LeSean McCoy, can he carry the load? Can he be Brian Westbrook? Brian Westbrook even got injured. So I don't know if the Eagles want to get more of a two-backs type of system, but I think it would really help, especially with LeSean McCoy. I think he does have some injury issues that you'd be concerned with, so you'd want to have at least some sort of insurance if he were to go down. That's the Philadelphia Eagles. We don't care about them. We care about the Bucs, right? How are do the Philadelphia Eagles affect the Buccaneers? Biggest needs being safety and linebacker. The Bucs did bring in Shawn Jones. I do think that they could still draft a safety, so that could affect them in some way, shape, or form. Linebacker, I just don't see the Buccaneers looking at linebacker. Raheem Morris has come out in support of his linebackers. And if that's the case, thank you to the Eagles. Now, maybe an intriguing part here, Bucs traded with the Eagles last year, moved up, got Josh Freeman. I'm just saying, maybe trade partners again. You know, if the Buccaneers are looking to move back into round one, you never know who rises. You never know who falls in the draft. And if there's a player that starts to fall there late in the first round, I'm very intrigued to see if the Buccaneers are willing to pull the trigger, if there's a guy that they want, to go and get him. Because that's one thing that I think shows you the difference between championship teams and teams that are just along for the ride that maybe don't want to invest more first-round money into a guy. I like the fact that if you're determined and you like a guy and he falls and you're willing to go and get him, I respect you for that. So we'll see if the Buccaneers do that on draft day. All right, that's it for the Philadelphia Eagles. We're done with them. Get out of here. Tomorrow, the Green Bay Packers. The Packers, what are they going to do? Offensive line, I know, is definitely an area in need. We'll talk about the rest of their needs and what they've done this offseason tomorrow right here at JoeBucksFan.com.